Sit or lie back and get comfortable. Just checking in with the body to see if you are, in fact, as comfortable as you can be for right now. And if not, making any adjustments to your physical posture that would enable you to be even more comfortable. And then closing your eyes, allow the attention to drift inward, to find the breath. Taking a few long, deep, full, conscious breaths. All the attention on the breathing. Just letting go completely into whatever it is that is supporting you physically. Letting go into the breath. Letting the breath fill you and soothe you, relax you. Just being. Just being and breathing and relaxing and noticing. And perhaps you recall that the opening statement in this whole endeavor was that there is no such thing as anxiety. For those of us experiencing anxiety, that can sound somewhere between deluded and cruel. It can feel invalidating. Denying something that feels really real and can be debilitating. So, let's explore what this no such thing is. Here's a little story to get us started. There was a woman, a student of Zen, who awoke one morning to discover herself covered with snakes. Hysterical screams brought others to her. Nearly incoherent with fear, she was finally able to communicate to people what was happening to her. The people were shocked and horrified. There were, of course, no snakes. Nothing they said, however, no reassurances offered, helped the woman at all. The snakes were her only reality, and they were terrifying. Someone called the local doctor. He said he could sedate the woman, but while that would calm her, it certainly couldn't cure her. The doctor suggested they call a psychotherapist. The psychotherapist came and said that while she felt sure the woman could be helped, it would be a somewhat long and possibly difficult process. Finally, it occurred to someone to call the woman's Zen teacher. The Zen teacher came and told the woman this. Here's what you must do. You must give all your attention to these snakes. They are very, very important. They are critical to your well-being. You must find out everything you can about them. How many are there? What colors are they? How big? How small? How do they relate to one another? What differences can you detect among them? This is essential. Do not take your eyes off of them. Make them your only focus, your whole world. And this is equally important, do not mention any of this to a soul. Not a word. I'll be back in 2 weeks for a report. And remember, you must be diligent. You must be thorough. Now, here is your job, explorer of anxiety. For the next 10 days, you are to be an investigative reporter investigating anxiety. You will examine it the way the woman examined the snakes. Where do you feel it? What does it feel like? How many sensations are involved? Where exactly are the sensations? How big are they? What color are they? How do they interact with one another? Does the feeling say anything? Does it interact with other sensations, with other feelings, other emotions? Are there other labels involved with it? Dread, worry, foreboding? What's the role of the mind? When attention goes to the head, to a label, to a thought, what happens with the feelings? Are there pictures that accompany the thoughts? Does the past play a role? The future? This is just to give you an idea of how to approach this. And as you're doing this, a subtle awareness to hold. When you stay with any of these, the sensations, the feelings, the thoughts, the emotions, when you're keeping attention laser focused on what's in the front of conscious awareness, can you get a sense of what's behind that? Of what else is there? Of what you are meant not to see? As an investigative reporter, what do you sense is the story behind this story? If you would, stay with this exercise for the next several days, repeating it often, seeking, pursuing experiences of anxiety whenever you can, and then let come to you the headline for your story. The one sentence that captures what you've learned so far about your experience of anxiety. When you have that headline, would you please send in your 50-word or fewer summary of your process in doing this exercise? The submission will be due before 5 p.m. on Wednesday, March the 15th. Gusho.